should be on it. Yeah, say something.
All right, it's good to be here today. Am I on?
There
I'm
you
on.
Are. Now you are.
All right. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank
Father
you, honey.
Father, bless her.
Yeah,
her.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill her mouth with your words.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Would everybody just stand up for a little while? And let's give God glory. Could we do that? Could we make an awesome sound to the Lord? We love you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We love you, love you, love you. We thank you, oh God. We trust you, Lord. You are everything, 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 oh God. What would we do without you, Lord? Lord, we look forward, oh God, to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, we say, come, 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 Lord. Oh, come, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are beautiful beyond description. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. You deserve it all. You deserve it all, Lord. We praise you. While you're standing there, would you please open your Bibles or devices, whatever you have, to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Glory, glory. Thank you, God. Wasn't that worship awesome? Didn't you feel his presence? I know I did. I did, I did. And it was just so good to love him and exalt him. Hallelujah. Good, good time. Good, beautiful worship. I know he received it all. Okay, I have to turn here to Hebrews. Okay, good, good, good. We're all there? Okay. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Father, I lift up this word to you. And Father, we just want to see you a little better, get a little closer. And Father, we just want to be able to embrace Jesus a little tighter. Hallelujah. We're so grateful, we're so thankful for the Holy Spirit. For Holy Spirit, you are everything. God gave us the very best of everything. He left you with us down here on the earth so that we could accomplish so much for the Father. Now I ask you, Father, I ask you, Son of God, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to bring this word forth with your power, Spirit of God. To bring it forth with your life, Jesus. And to bring it forth with your love, Father God. Make it clear. Let it ring and take residence within our souls. I pray that everybody forgets who spoke this message, but that everyone will remember this message. In Jesus' mighty, wonderful, sweet name, amen. Please be seated. So he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's exciting. That's exciting. And I think that we're all seeking God more and more. I hope so. As we see the day approaching, that we seek him, that we seek his face, we seek his heart, we seek his voice, we seek him, his presence. You know, I just always want to feel that presence, don't you? Whether I'm home, whether I'm in my car, wherever I am, supermarket, seeking that and feeling that presence and carrying that presence wherever we go. That's what it's all about today. Amen? If you want to shout or say amen at any time, it's okay with me. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. There are rewards in this life and in the everlasting life to come. Isn't that awesome? that God the Father is a God who rewards his children. It reminds me of, say you have a little boy or a little girl, and they're just a little toddler running around. And I know some fathers have done this, put a little bit of money away each week. A little bit of money away each week. A bank account, had a little bank book, a little bit away, until that son or daughter got married, and then took that and gave it to them. Or if they were chose to go to college, they would then give that. And the Father, God, reminds me of a father that loves his sons and his daughters and would just allow some rewards to mount up. And Father, God, is waiting to see us face to face with him. We're waiting to see Jesus face to face. But that his heart is swelling up with anticipation to be able to reward us. That God sees everything that we're doing for him. And I believe it is recorded in heaven. And we will be rewarded. We don't go after the rewards because Jesus Christ is our reward. Amen? And having the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us is such a gift. But yet the Father is looking to give us rewards. And each and every one, I just see it. I just see it playing in my mind that we will be called maybe to stand or to go before Jesus, or, and that it will be announced. There will be gifts for us that the Father has put away for us, and they're tucked in his heart. Can you give me an amen?
Amen.
Does this sound good to you?
Amen.
Does it sound right to you? What kind of a Father do we serve? What kind of a Father do we worship? What kind of a God is this? What kind? We see in part. We see just a little bit, and it's so beautiful. It's so hard to even understand, apprehend. He is so awesome, so exciting, so good through and through, so wonderful. Calls himself Father. Father, we get to call God. Come on, get excited. We get to call the supreme being God. We get to call him Father. Wow. And we get to be his child. This is awesome. This is great. I'm preaching to myself, believe me. I'm getting all excited. I might just stop and do a dance. I don't know. So there are rewards in this life and in the everlasting life to come. Abundant here and now, and so abundant will it be. I asked the Father Monday when I asked him, what do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to tell the church? First tell me, you know, what is it? I was kind of like trying to sift through his heart. And I was asking him, in this season, what do you want me to relay to the church? Instantly, God gave me four things. And here they are. Tell my people to hold on and be steadfast. Number two, stay in the center of my will. Number three, know my love. And number four, seek me. I'm going to say that again. Hold on and be steadfast. Stay in the center of my will. Know my love. Seek me. So let's look at the first one. Hold on and be steadfast. Keep the faith and stay in me, with me. Don't put God on a shelf. Yes, I'm saved. I'm so happy. And put him on a shelf and go about your way. Take him with you. Walk in him. Walk with him. Stay in him. Keep the faith. Now, to be steadfast in the end times. It's not that easy. I don't think it's going to be that easy. Especially for some of our weaker brothers and sisters. We don't really know what's coming. But it's not going to be so pretty unless you're staying in the center of God's will. Then I believe we're going to light up this world. We're going to be like jewels in this world, walking and hearing his voice stronger and stronger. We're going to be so hungry for his presence, nothing else will do and nothing else will matter. And he certainly will reward us with his presence and his voice. He will never leave us alone. He will never abandon us. Amen? We are his family. So steadfast, when I looked up that word, keep the faith and be steadfast, hold on and be steadfast, this just the little meaning of it was become increasingly devoted, increasingly. I think God loves the word increase, don't you? There's always an increase. We have a little portion, and there's always an increase. But that word, steadfast, increasingly devoted. So our devotion and our hunger for God has to keep growing. We have to stay on fire. Steadfast is unmovable, endurance, and perseverance. 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, 58, verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Are we working for the Lord? Remember, working for the Lord is never over until we close, we take our last breath. Working for the Lord. What can we do for the Lord? What is God calling us to do? One of the things I said was stay in the center of my will. What is that? I think we have to do some searching. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I added to it, hold on to my truth, for as I felt the Lord was leading me, to the knowledge of who I am. Hold on to my truth, to the knowledge of who I am. The description of God, the description of Jesus Christ, the description of Holy Spirit should be going deeper. Our eyes should just be seeing wider things, greater things, deeper things, more and more and more and more. I feel like when I was spending time alone with God, I can't put it into words, but I felt like I know him a little bit better. I feel like he opened up something, part of his heart to me, and I know my God better. By just getting in his presence and like pressing into him, you know, maybe a little bit of talk, a lot of silence and pressing in, and I just felt like when I left that place, I knew him a little more. I felt him a little stronger. Hold on to my truth, to the knowledge of who I am and all I have done. Remember the things that I have done. Remember the things that he has done in the Word of God as we read. But also remember the things that he has done in your life. He has certainly done much. He called you. Amen? He opened up your hearts and your minds and your understanding to know him, to receive him in that calling. Remember, reminisce, go through the things that he has done in your lifetime. Remember years ago we did a study on David, and David had the staff. Is it with the staff, right? And he would bring that rod, that staff, wherever he went. And in those days, in those times, their staff was so important to them. You know, they needed, wherever they went, I guess, to hold on to. Maybe they had to go up some hills, and they had that staff. But to David, that staff became a beautiful treasure. And in those days, as I was saying, the men would etch on the staff different things in their lives that took place. Things that were important to them. And I believe that David must have had dates on that staff when he met with God, what God gave him, what God said, what he did in God, all of those things. It's very important. You know, we have journals, right? I hope we have journals. If you don't have a journal, you should get one and start journaling. And then journal for a year and then look back over those pages of what you wrote, what God said to you, what happened, what you did, what he did. You understand what I'm saying? God is saying, remember me. Remember me. But remember even all the little things. I remember all the little things about you. He doesn't forget anything about his children. They're written in his heart. Amen? The first one is hold on and be steadfast. Oh, yes, Pastor Diane. I would never be drawn away from God. My faith will never weaken. Really? Really? Okay. But when things get going and get rough, hold on and be steadfast. Remind yourself of the things that God did for you. Remind yourself of the prayers that were answered. Amen? The second thing, stay in the center of my will. Now, what came to me as I was writing this, and I believe it came from the Lord, was be humble, humble, be humble. And I believe that has something to do with the center of God's will. Become increasingly devoted and be humble. Let me see something. Yeah. If you would turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 3. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. Then the word of God says to be in holiness. The word tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and in honor. Now today, I think that things are getting kind of rough in this area. You know, the Academy Awards, there were just something, the Academy Awards or something like that. Well, we saw some of the beautiful gowns and extravagant craziness, but there were many, many actresses that their pictures were held back because they had gowns on that were completely see-through and completely naked, walking around like that. Things are getting so horrible. And worse, and I think more difficult maybe for some of us. Temptation. And the enemy just wants to really destroy the church and will go after any little weak place he can find. Amen? And so the Word of God is telling us these four things, and this is part of it. Stay in the center of my will. That's the safe place. Don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And we can cry out and say, Psalm 61, verses 1 and 2, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Verse 15, it's the, I'm going to turn there, I think. Let's turn there. No. Okay. Somebody read it for me. Psalm 62, 1 to 2. Yep. 61, 1 to 2. Yes.
Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And also, I'm going to read... from the ends of the earth. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And it goes on to say that he's a shelter for us. He's a strong tower, all right, from us, for us, from the enemy. Thank you for that, brother. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. It's a perfect psalm to recite to yourself during these times and in the times to come. From the end of the earth, I will cry out to thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. It is so good to memorize scripture. It's so important. When we find ourselves in a very difficult place, we find ourselves with darkness all around us. We find ourselves becoming frustrated or struggling, and those scriptures just come to your mind and you say them, and it breaks. It breaks the darkness. It breaks the spirit. It breaks something that's overshadowing us. Amen? The enemy is attempting to bombard us with filth. And it's the word that is, it washes us clean. Contemplate on him, who he is, his holiness. And that's how we renew our minds. That's how it works. You go to the scripture, you read the word, and there's a washing. Amen? And our minds are being renewed. If we're not in the word, we're not going to have that renewal and walk in that renewed mind, renewed spirit. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That is the will of the Father. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus when he walked on the earth. Wow, that's possible? Would God tell us to do something if it was impossible? Or to accomplish something if it was impossible? Let the mind of Christ be in you. We are chosen vessels. That God said, I'm going to do miraculous things in this person and through this person. We are called. That is mighty, holy, and so, so beautiful. Those who love him will endure temptation. If you turn to Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Those three things. But to do justly, choose what is just and right, correct, in the heart of your Father. To love mercy. You know, it is actually, this came to me this week. It is actually a privilege to forgive someone. That's pretty deep. We are called to forgive, but it is a privilege to be able to bless God in such a high manner because we choose to forgive. Love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, and I would say that has to do with staying in the center of God's will when we walk justly. To love mercy, and I would say that is to know God's love. How can we walk in full mercy if we don't know his love? And to walk humbly with your God, steadfast. Those are the things that I felt God said, hold on and be steadfast. Stay in the center of my will. Know my love and seek me. James 4, verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, not people. And he will lift you up. Exodus 10, verse 3. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Is what God sent Moses and Aaron out to say to Pharaoh. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? To say that very thing. Second Chronicles, humble yourselves, pray, seek my face, and turn, and then I will heal you. I will heal your land. Humble yourselves, pray, seek my face, and turn, then I will hear you, and I will heal your land. Humble yourselves. Seek my face. Turn away from evil. Turn away from your own nature. Our nature is what? Evil. Turn away from your own nature. Do whatever it takes to turn away. And seek him. Seek his face. You know, when somebody hurts you, you're angry at somebody, seek his face. And melt before him. Seek his face. Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. That's a reward. He rewards those who diligently seek him. Luke chapter 1, verse 52. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has exalted the humble. That's awesome. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has exalted the humble. I love this scripture. Write it down if you have a pen. Isaiah 57, 15. Isaiah 57, verse 15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite spirit and humble heart. Oh my gosh. Should I read that again? Wow. I dwell. This is the Father speaking. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And he will abide with us in the worst of times. That scripture that I just read to you, is there anybody here that wants to add to it? You're looking it up? Do you want to add something to it? Okay. I'm going to say it again. God is lifted high in a holy place, the top of a throne. And yet he says, I dwell in the high and holy place with him, with her, who has a contrite and humble spirit. Look how important that is to God. Wow. We can only pray. Father, we can humble ourselves in different situations at different times, but only you can bring that purity of humility, Lord God, to us and cleanse us, Lord God. Father, we ask you, would you help us to be humble? Because, Father, we want to dwell with you where you are, and you want to dwell with us where you are. If we have a contrite and humble spirit, and we want that, we want all of you. Everything that's available, we want it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And imagine he will dwell with us in the worst of times. Imagine that. You have company. Holy, loving company. So to revive, God is about personal revival. That's what he's about. Of course, revival, the revival in the land, to bless him, to bring souls in, to cleanse the land. But also, personal revival is very important to God. He's such a wonderful Father. You know, I talk about the Father a lot, don't I? Because we can't stop talking about him. 1 Peter, verse 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, chapter 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That's a reward. He rewards those who diligently seek him. That's a reward. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That's chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. This is our Father. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. That speaks of a good, healthy fear of God. The Word of God says, clothe yourselves with humility. So I'm speaking, and I'm still speaking about humility, because the list that he gave me, hold on, be steadfast, stay in the center of my will, know my love, and seek me. We cannot stay in the center of God's will if we're not humble, if we don't have humility. Know my humility, know my love. And clothe yourselves with humility, lowering yourself in relation to others. Amen, Pastor? Okay. Matthew 18. Let me see if I... Matthew 18, verses 1 through 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of 10, and said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Can you explain that to me? I'm going to give you a minute to think. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? A little child. Unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. So you know what? God is about to work in us, isn't he? As the years are going by and we're walking with God, God is doing something. God is doing something. God is doing something. Do you feel in this particular time in your life you are more humble than you ever have been? I see heads. You think so? God is still working there, right? Amen? Amen. Amen. So what is it about a child? Put your hand up if you want to just throw something in there. What is it, Carolyn? Excuse me? Trusting. Yes. Yes, that's right. Absolutely trusting. You tell them something, they're going to bank on it. Yes. Innocent. Yes. Innocent. Dependent. All of these things, so important. Yes. They are truthful and honest and bold, but in a child's way.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? They're pure. They're pure. They love. Inquisitive? Yes. Can't get enough. That's why? How? When? God? Father? How? Why? When? When? Yes. Fearless? Sometimes. Sometimes. Yeah, they don't, they just like, if they're going to do something or they're called to do something, probably just go for it. But yeah, yes. Teachable. That's a big one. That's a big one. Yes. Uninhibited. Yes. They really are. Does he see these attributes in us? Does he see this in us? Anyone else? Yes. They forgive quick. They forgive quick. Yes. Annette, you love children. What are you thinking about? Tell me. Accepting. Yeah. Accept it. They can meet somebody in a store 5 minutes ago and say, he's my friend. Amen? How beautiful. How beautiful. How about that back row? Anybody else? How about the big guy in the blue shirt? Childlike faith. Amen. Amen. Daddy said it. It must be true. Daddy told me this. Yes. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes. Obedient? Yeah. For the most part, yes. When they love mom and they love dad and they're coming from a healthy home and mostly, yes, you're right. Yes, secure. Yes, amen. Amen. Anything else? I don't want to leave anything out. This is good. Yes. Excuse me? They desire peace? To please. Yes. Amen. Amen. They get so excited, like, you know, oh, it's mommy's birthday. I want to make her breakfast. And they bring you burnt toast. And they're looking at you to see, you know, isn't it good? And they're so excited. They love to give. They're giving. Yes, amen. Anybody else? Naive. Naive. Sometimes they don't know the dangers, but I think there's such an innocence about that. That's what it is. It's innocence, you know? They're innocent. Hmm? Kindness. That's true. That's true. That's true. Oh, Lord, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. I love their emotions, you know, because their emotions run very deep. I would tell my children stories sometimes. They always used to come. My father used to always tell stories. And if I told them a story, like it had a good ending, but we didn't get there yet, and the person was like, something happened to them and it was sad, I would look at them and there would be tears. Tender. They're so tender. And then I'd always end it with a, and they would say, yeah! They would get excited. They would get a little bit loud. Was it a good ending to a story? How precious are they? And so God is looking at us and saying, how precious. How precious is he? How precious is she? You know? Because he sees us through and through. Amen? Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Matthew 24, 12. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Your ways are not my ways. Didn't God say that? Your ways are not as high as my ways. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed in humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. There's another reward. When we diligently seek him, there's another reward. The third thing was, know my love. The Father said, hold on and be steadfast. Stay in the center of my will. Know my love. Know my love. We all know God loves us, right? But do you know that love? The love of God, the love from God. What kind of love is it? Everlasting, never changing, fiery, stronger than we can ever imagine, unconditional, sacrificial. Agape, the highest form, conquers death, keeps no record of wrong. A fatherly love, a true fatherly love. The purest form, so pure that we can't even fully explain it because we really don't know that love. But as you get to know God more and more, you get to know his love more and more. You can't understand it. You just have to know it. You have to feel it. How many of you, maybe during worship, you're worshiping God, you feel his love? How many of you? How about today? Did you feel it? Yes, amen. Yes, as we were loving on him and worshiping him, I just felt so much love coming down for us. His love can save your life. Because of his love, you will choose life and not death. It can make a difference. You love him because he first loved you. And you have to know this love, his love for you, that comes by reading the word and spending time with him. You get to know that love more and more, and that love keeps changing you more and more. Your love inside of you, as you get to know his love more and more, increases inside of you. Love begins to increase. You're hanging out with the right person, right? In order to love him, we have to know his love. And it comes through meditation. There's so much that when we meditate on the word and we meditate on him and we meditate on things that he has done for us, our love for him grows. The enemy will try to convince you that God doesn't love you. I've had people say to me, I don't feel that God loves me. I feel he loves others, but he doesn't love me. What do you think was wrong there? probably performance oriented, probably. They never had a revelation of his love, right? I've had people say that to me. I don't feel God loves me. And I would say, well, the enemy is blinding you. The enemy is attacking you. It's the enemy that's getting between you and God like this. So how has the door been opened? Did I say that right? What opened up that door? You know what I'm saying? Are you in the Word? Some people are numb and they have to wake up when they read the Word. Oh, I read the Word, but you know, I didn't get so much out of it the way somebody else would. There's a personality, there's a personal relationship problem here with God. Amen? And the enemy will do that. It's like when we first got saved. I think we all know someone that got saved, was on fire, and wanted to do things for God. Then all of a sudden, they didn't have that same zeal. They didn't even have that same emotion that they had for God. What happened? What happened? Did you step out of church and step into the world, even a little bit? What happened? Because the world and the spirit of the world numbs us. You understand what I'm saying? Right. Thank you, Lord. So it's so important. If we stumble in weak faith about his love, we won't make it. We won't be able to hold on in the end. And that's why we have to meditate on the truth that sets us free. Seek me was the fourth thing, was hold on and be steadfast till the end. Stay in the center of my will till the end. Know my love till the end and seek me till the very end. Seek me, Jeremiah 29 says, verses 13 and 14, you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. There he is. When we search for him with all of our heart, our very being, with everything that we've got, we find him. We find something better than that pot of gold. Anybody Irish here? No? Just gold. Thank you, Lord. In the Word of God, it speaks about Judah and how they were rejecting Jeremiah's prophecy, his prophetic ministry. And God was preparing to send judgment. God did not forget his people, even though they were captive in Babylon. He planned to give them a new beginning and a new purpose, to turn them into new people. And that's what God is all about. Like I said before, personal revival. In times of deep trouble, it may appear as though God has forgotten you. But God may be preparing you, as he did the people of Judah, for a new beginning with him at the center. Oh, God is looking forward to giving us his rewards for us. He's holding them back with anticipation. Like an earthly father, as I was explaining before, that would put a little money away for the child. As the child is getting older, going through the years, there's that money, and the father's not touching it. To him, it's a treasure. And then the day comes, maybe a wedding day, or maybe the son or daughter is going off to college, and he says, here, this is for you. I've been saving this all of your life. God is saving up those rewards in heaven. When we are face to face, he has rewards, and we will be so shocked with such excitement and joy to know what the Father has planned to bestow upon us in that day. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you. There are rewards, and Jesus and Father God are looking so forward to invoke divine favor upon us. That's a reward. So he cherishes the appointed time. He's a good Father. Gifts are hidden from our sight now, but he will openly reward us with them in clear sight. God wants a real church, holy and right in his eyes, so that he can use us, cause us to shine and be seen by a lost and dying world. Would you stand with me? Get into the center of God's will. What is that? Well, it's a place where we're humble. Well, it's a place that we're not looking for anything else in this world. I mean, we need food, we need things, but I'm talking about looking for him and hunting him and wanting to just have as much as you can of him and from him, being on fire, being delighted to be with him. Get into the center of his will, in prayer, in his word, renewing your mind, walking in obedience. To stay in the center of God's will is to keep him in the center of your life. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2 says, "But on this one," God is speaking, "I will look. But on this one, I will look on him who is poor in spirit and who trembles at my word." Trust God, even when it seems everything is going wrong. He loves you with all that is within him. Give thanks in every circumstance. I think we have to learn this. God's been putting this on my heart. Thank him continually in every circumstance, even when things go wrong, because it's at those times he's probably doing something so deep and so beautiful in you, in us. Give thanks in every circumstance, the Bible says, for this is the will of God. And I just want to open up, I'll read this to you. Let's see if I can find it here. Yeah. This is when Mary, the mother of Jesus, went and visited her aunt Elizabeth. And the babies kind of like jumped inside of their wombs. And then Mary turned to the Lord and she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." My spirit has rejoiced. She felt that baby rejoice, his little spirit rejoice. "For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant." Thank you, Lord. "For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed." You too. "For he who is mighty has done great things for me." Thank you. "And holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." God, you are so good. You are so good, Lord God. Father, help us to share your goodness, who you are, with others. Father, I pray that you burn within us, that we would look for people to share your goodness with, to share your heart with, to tell them about how good you are, oh God. To share a testimony, Lord God, that we would be bubbling over, Father, that it would be so easy, Lord, just like when the elbow bends, the mouth opens, we feed ourselves. We wouldn't even have to think about what we're going to say. As we meet new people, as we speak to people we've known for a long time, like relatives or neighbors, Father, that they would say, what is it about you? You just look like you're bursting with joy. Yes, let me tell you. Let me tell you about God. Let me tell you about what he has done. Let me tell you about his love. Let me tell you about the word. Do you have a Bible? God, we want to walk in the center of your will and be steadfast and know your love, oh God. Father, we ask for an increase. We ask for an increase to have childlike love filled with mercy. We ask for an increase, oh God, with a hunger for souls. As we go about our day, and Father, that months go by, and we take the calendar and we turn it to the next month and the next month and the next month. Oh God, turn the pages of our hearts, Lord, and let us see into your heart, oh God. And let us go after what is important to you to be found in the center of your will. To share you, God. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for that little lady that I met the other day, and her name is Mimi, and I ran into her car with my bike. You're so good. Father, she was so ready and longing to hear about the word of God. It was so easy, like cutting butter. So receptive. But that was you, Lord. That was you. That I met this little one, Mimi, and we got to pray together in the street. We're going to be friends. And Father, I want to see that one grow. And so many others. I pray for everyone in this room, Father, that we would have such an earnest, fiery desire to share your goodness, to share your love, to share our testimonies. I pray again and again and again that it will be like just walking down the street, just breathing in air. It would be so simple, so easy for us, but it would be, Father, so anointed from your throne room. Father, would you anoint us for souls, God? Would you anoint us, Lord God, with love for the lost? More, Lord, like never before, that each person we meet will count. Lord God, in Jesus' name, would you anoint us with holy boldness in the name of Jesus Christ? Would you anoint our eyes that as they are listening, they would look into our eyes and see something they've never seen? Anoint our voice that they would hear something they have not heard. Let it be you, Lord. And may you get all the glory and all the honor, all the thanksgiving, oh God. We love you so much, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Praise you, Lord. We have coffee in the cafe. If you need prayer, of course, we're up here for you. Here comes somebody. Here comes somebody. Look at this little beautiful woman. My Lord, I'm embarrassing you. Come here, honey.
I went for some tests this
week. Can everybody know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I went for tests.
Okay.
And so I'm waiting for the results.
Okay.
I went on Friday. So I'm just praying that everything's going to be okay.
All right.
That's what I'm praying.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
How
yes.
about some of you come up here, whosoever will. We're going to pray for her. This is Diane Davy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come.
Hallelujah.
So she's waiting for results. Jesus. She will get them on Friday.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. The
fishes of
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, you have kept your eyes on Sister Diane all of her life.
Yes.
You've brought her through storms, Lord God. She could write a book.
Jesus.
And now this storm, Lord God, is upon her, Father. You, we know, Lord God, that you're a God of victory in her life. And Father, we are looking forward to that, Lord God, to exalt you on high, Lord God, because of the victory, this coming victory on Friday, in the name of your Son. We all agree. You are a good, good Father, and you will take care of her until the time you call her home. In Jesus' name, a good report. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you. This has been crazy.
can see it just as easily as I can see the enemy moving. You've given me confidence, and now they're starting to feel the strength of your hand and the depth of your love for them. Living in the desert.
Started 10 years ago. Death of a baby. After that, the enemy seemed to just root in. The old town is cursed.
It's good to get out of homes.
I'm just looking for hope.
Wrong town, son.
You know how hard it's been. No work, no money.
I'm dying.
I know.
What does your gut tell you about this game kid?
I can't make it real.
God can.
It was Gabe, wasn't it?
We can't really be sure whether it was him or not.
He's done nothing but bless this town, as far as I can tell.
That kid is selling snake oil.
Please help me.
Don't let your story get in the way of the truth. I'm taking you home myself.
Who are you?
Let's talk about the importance of taking care of your mental health. The key to great therapy is finding a therapist you can truly connect with. I've been fortunate enough to find someone who cares for me and wants me to be my best self. BetterHelp can help you find your perfect match too. Therapy can be intimidating, and not knowing where to start stops a lot of us from getting the help that we deserve. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy service, making professional therapy affordable and convenient for those going through life's many struggles. You can get help anytime, anywhere. Signing up, scheduling sessions, and making payments are all done online or in the app. And with over 25,000 licensed, experienced, and accredited psychologists, social workers, and therapists, you're bound to find someone that can click with. BetterHelp offers flexible scheduling and no wait list, and allows you to safely and comfortably meet with your therapist anywhere you want. No successful person has gotten anywhere without facing their fears. Fear is not